In a paper published in 2015, scholars from Tsinghua and Stanford University said students with hukou in the poorest fifth of counties were 7 times less likely than their urban counterparts to get a university place and 14 times less likely to attend an elite one. In those counties, the odds were even more stacked against girls and ethnic minorities. It is really, really clear that it is now much, much harder for a poor rural kid to get into a good university, says Scott Rozell of Stanford. He estimates that around 75% of urban children go to university, compared with 15% of rural ones. Nearly 80% of children under 14 have rural hukou. But writing in 2017, Wu Xiaogang, now of NYU Shanghai, a Sino-American joint venture university, said less than 17% of students in elite universities had rural household registration before taking up their places. The pattern has not changed since then, says Mr. Wu. If anything, it may be even worse now. That is because inequalities in society are becoming more pronounced. The children of wealthy families have access to the best schools, as well as to after-school tutoring and extracurricular activities. Their parents can afford homes in good catchment areas. China offers 9 years of free compulsory education, but fees are levied at state-run senior secondary schools. In poor areas, charges can amount to more than 80% of net income per person, one of the highest such burdens in the world. Some students prefer to start work. A typical unskilled factory hand can earn in a month what a poor farmer earns in a year. Since its relaunch in 1977, universities mostly have relied on test scores for admission. In 2003, China began to allow some universities to recruit students with special talents, such as in sports and arts. Again, the wealthy have been the main beneficiaries. Only they can afford to pay for the training needed.